UB student Sebastian Safarian Bazan went into cardiac arrest and later died after a suspected hazing incident with fraternity Sigma Pi. UB suspended all Greek life activities and created a committee to recommend changes. Now, just over 4 months later, and just days before the start of the fall semester, UB has lifted its Greek life ban, but also crafted new anti-hazing regulations for its 35 fraternities and sororities.
I would say the university's responsibility is to provide the very best education and to make sure that we provide the safest environment. And we do not believe that until we implement these recommendations, we are fulfilling that promise.
Scott Weber is UB's vice president for student life. He announced the reinstatement of Greek life and the committee's recommendations on Wednesday. It recommends UB develop a university-wide definition of hazing and expand its Good Samaritan policy to cover hazing. Other recommendations include barring freshmen from joining Greek life and creating a publicly available scorecard on each fraternity and sorority. The recommendations will be implemented over the course of 2 years.
I think we're completely realistic about this. I don't think that the recommendations we've put forth today are going to put a zero stop to this. But I do think that over time, the goal is to reduce those. And we're going to see whether that actually plays out or not over the next couple of years.
While UB will lift its ban on Greek life activities, fraternities and sororities will remain on probation for the fall semester and cannot recruit new members. Sigma Pi will remain suspended, pending Buffalo Police's review of the suspected hazing incident. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.